Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feast of the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes that is very confusing to us. Three persons in one God, how can that be? Yet the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is the central mystery of Christian faith and life. It is the mystery of God in Himself. It is therefore the source of all the other mysteries of faith, the light that enlightens them. It is the most fundamental and essential teaching. The Trinity is who God really is, a real, personal, wise, and loving God. And because He has revealed to us who He really is, we can really speak to Him and love Him. Oh, my three, my all, my beatitude, immensity, solitude, immensity in which I lose myself. Bury yourself in me that I may bury myself in you until I depart to contemplate in your light the abyss of your greatness. That comes from Elizabeth of the Trinity. Brothers and sisters, life with the Trinity is truly the whole point of the Christian faith and the goal of every human life. God loves us. He wants us to enter in closer to Him, to follow Him more. In fact, the entrance antiphon tells us, "Blessed be God the Father, and the only begotten Son of God, and also the Holy Spirit, for He has shown us His merciful love." That's what we celebrate today, the mystery of the Trinity. How much God loves us. He didn't just put something together and say, well, go from here. He's our God, our Lord, our Savior. Please, brothers and sisters, let us honor Him today in some way, in your own heart or in your own family. Let's take this day to honor Him. We look now at the readings for today. The first is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verses 22 to 31. Thus says the wisdom of God, "The Lord possessed me, the beginning of His ways, the forerunner of His prodigies of long ago. From of old I was poured forth at the first before the earth. When there were no depths I was brought forth, when there were no fountains or springs of water before the mountains were settled into place before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet the earth and the fields were not made, nor the first clods of the world. When the Lord established the heavens, I was there. When He marked out the vault over the face of the deep, when He made firm the skies above, when He fixed fast the foundations of the earth, when He set for the sea its limit, so that the waters should not transgress His command, then was I beside Him as His craftsman, and I was His delight day by day, playing before Him all the while, playing on the surface of His earth, and I found delight in the human race." We were made for God. We were made for God, for union with God. And we're living our life and helping others to do the same. That's our call. If not, don't say, "I'm too busy." Something needs to go. Something needs to be less. You might have something for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, some injury or some family member who needs help. But brothers and sisters, in the normal daily life, put God first, because He is the one that will lead us to His dwelling place. And now we look at Psalm 8. O Lord our God, how wonderful Your name in all the earth. When I behold Your heavens, the work of Your fingers, the moon and the stars, which is set in place. What is man that you should be mindful of him, or the son of man that you should care for him? You have made him little less than the angels, crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him rule over the works of your hands, putting all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yes, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fishes of the sea, and whatever swims the paths of the seas. How wonderful, O God, is your name in all the earth. Look around at the world. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I know I was just sitting with a friend about a month ago, and we were looking at the, we were down just a kind of a pathway, and we looked up, and the trees were just beautiful. They were just opening into beauty. And I just thought, God, there's nothing more beautiful in your creation than what you have made for us. What a world you made for us. And so often we try to destroy it. We need to change things periodically, of course. But how much is true that we think, oh, let's get rid of this, let's get rid of that. And maybe we should. And if that's so, fine. But if it's just junk, get rid of it. But brothers and sisters, look around at what God has made and care for that. I know that my mother and dad, I can remember many summers when as a child I would watch them fixing the garden together, planting, trimming down. And it was right next to my dad's gas station. Brothers and sisters, so much did I see how wonderful God was. The kindness of my father and mother, how I was cared for as a child, and we didn't have much money. Dad would work 12 hours, 15 hours, as I've told you before, just to make ends meet. My mother would do a lot of piano accompaniment or organ accompaniment that brought in a little for us as well. But we didn't have a lot, and yet we had everything. We had everything. We had each other. How wonderful, O God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. He cares for us. He loves us. He's with us. The letter to the Romans, now chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. Brothers and sisters, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance proven character, and proven character hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Brothers and sisters, I know that we lack things. I know that. I know every once in a while my dad would take off and go down to the local little restaurant, and he'd come back bringing us ice cream cones, and he couldn't afford that. Neither could my mother. Nobody could afford that. But I just was so grateful that they were caring for us so well. And that's the way God cares for us. He cares. He sees our needs. Sometimes we get a surprise. I don't mean every time, but when we're really desperate, somebody gives us something. My goodness, we're loved. Don't be afraid. And now we read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 16, verses 12 to 15. This is the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 12 to 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." The goodness of God. What have we been given? We've been given much, brothers and sisters. Kindness, generosity, helpfulness. So many ways that people may have done that in our lives. That's the blessing of God. That's the kindness of God. Please open your heart, because it's around you. You know, I've often just, not often, but sometimes I've stopped and just said hello to a friend just for a moment, and all of a sudden she says, "Could I ask you to pray for something?" And then she tells me something very difficult that's going on in her family. And I prayed. And about a month later, she came back to me and she said, "All is well." God is so good to us. Take advantage of people you know who pray a lot and ask them to include you or your needs into their prayers. You pray too, most of all, please. But if you open your heart, God will come. Everything, I repeat this verse, everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. That's you. God wants to care for us. I don't mean you're going to get $1 million. I don't mean anything like that. But there'll be kindness come into your life. There'll be generosity if you are willing to return it, and kindness. Or just take a look, as I said to you before, take a look yourself and say, where could I help someone? Where could I give something to someone? And then when you are in need, pray the same prayer. God, please send something to me. I am in need. But give it away. God will give back to you. May God abundantly bless you. We have been given the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. The love of God has been poured into our hearts. Now's the time. Give it away. Give it away to many others. May God bless you. Amen.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.